Okay. Ana halak da idi hayafa bana akşam. Ana pana da idi kını akşam yunus. So the goyim, the umas oylem that are trying to talk us out of it. So we'll go with you. Well, where is he? Doidi yara the ganoi. La uga sa boysim. Literally is bagan and veluka cheshanim. So the goyim satiched that he's busy with cheshanim. He's busy finding tzaddikim, bringing him to Olam Haba. We spoke about that. And then we say, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li harei b'sheshanim. So you want to know, ana halach doidech, ana pana doidech, means was he, where is he, and what's he busy doing? And the answer is, he's in Gan Eden, he's busy coming here to find tzaddikim. Okay, your last question was, unevakshenu imach. We'll come along with you on the journey. On that we respond, no, ani l'doidi v'doidi li. It's a long journey. Pirush Mashamarte unevakshenu imach, no, ani amten alav. Yomim Rabim Teshvi, Lo Tizni, Vlo Tilish. Don't come along with me. You come along with me. That's not what he wants. You have to have patience on this journey of finding him. And we're called Yoina, right? We're very loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll go ourselves. Thank you very much. Ani L'doidi, V'doidi li, because he's waiting for me. Who gam ken yamten alai. So we're willing to go solo, to go ourselves, because we know he's waiting for us. That's the real truth. Haroya b'sheshanim, bein atzadikim sheinoim k'sheshana. He is being roya b'sheshanim, which has to do with the sheshanim means that even when there's thorns, he finds the beauty in us, like we said from the going earlier. So Mimela, we are going to go along with him on the journey of finding him, but we don't want to go with you. We want us to go ourselves. So now we're in Golas, and we're looking, and and the Goyim are saying, "Where is he? What's going on?" And we say, "This is who he is. He's so beautiful. He's Dogel Mervava." And everything like that. And then the guy would say, well, what's he busy with? And we answer what he's busy with. So now Hashem responds, Yofa, you're beautiful like a tirza. Na'ava is like pleasant. Kyushalayim. And Ayuma is, I guess, strong. Ayuma means awesome. It means you project awe, project fear. Ema. Ayuma, you are feared, kanidgola. It's like a powerful tower or something like that. So what are these midas? What's the mida of Yafa? What's the mida of Nava? And what's the mida of Ayuma? Zok Gra, Yafa atra ayasi pirish. We already had this before, that there's Yafa and Yafa Maya and Yafa Toyar. One is Midos, one is Mitzvahs. So he says, Ava Pisha Ta'incha Be'eretz Yisrael, Ata Yafa B'mare, Ketirtza, V'nova B'chituch Ivarim Kiyushalayim. We had it before, that you have good features and nice appearance. Ayuma Pirsh, V'imascha, Amisharoya Yisrael, Kanidgolis, Hema Degolim Shalgu. In other words, you're not. He sees us in Golos, and he says, even in the Golos, you still are Yafa and Na'ava. Which, if you remember, I think this is all the way back to Perek Aleph. We had this when it said, Shchoira ani v'na'ava, right? Bnei Yerushalayim. Here we go. Al tirunishani shacharis. She says the fast day Hashemesh. So the girl basically said the same thing there, I think. He basically said, Shchoira ani b'mare v'na'ava b'chitoch evarim. Same thing. The shine of the person, and the one is the features. So I think it basically means one is the midos and one is the actual actions. Or the pnimius. So here also, even though we're in galus and Hashem sees us in galus, Hashem says, "Don't worry, I see how beautiful you are. I see your beauty, I see your features, I see your ayuma kanit galus. You still are as fear, you still project fear to the Umas Olam like you did while you were in the Degalim formation in the Midbar." That's kanit galus, like the Degalim. In the Midbar, we were mamash under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're still the same way now in galus as you were in the Midbar. Now, what's this thing that you are beautiful like a tirza? So he says that tirza is one of the cities that was under the control of the Malchut Yisrael. And Na'avah ki Yerushalayim was under the Malchut Yehuda. So he says you still have the beauty of the Malchut Yisrael and the beauty of the Malchut Yehuda. Now I understand the beauty of the Malchut Yehuda. They followed the Torah and everything like that. What's the beauty of the Malchut Yisrael? Malchut Yisrael were pretty bad. What are we talking about? So he says the Indian is Dr. Goy and Josh Lush Tvar Ma'ilam Oymid, Allah Torah, Vala Voida, Vagmilas Hasodin, Vahar She Golim Merit Seinu Vinistar Chakmialad Moseinu. Now that we're in Galos, this passage is referring to how Hashem sees us in Galos. Shehu Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lanu Loi Torah, Shenemar, Malka V'Sara Bogayim, Ein Torah. We don't have Torah and we don't have a Voida. How does he know we don't have Torah? Because there's Malka V'Sara Bogayim, and he says that's why at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, we say, why are you bringing Torah now in the middle of nowhere? Must be that without a Beis HaMikdash, you don't have Torah either. So we ask Hashem, and also bring us the Torah, bring us back the Torah. So like it says, Kishchar Beis HaMikdash. You aware of this? You are as beautiful to me as you were when you were in Yerushalayim, and you are Yuma like the Nidgolas of the Nidgolim, like you were when they accepted the Torah in the Midbar. So you are as beautiful to me as the three pillars. You have the chesed of the Malchut Yisrael, Yafat Rayasi Katirza. Nava, you're as beautiful to me as the Klaiso who has a Voida, Kirushalayim, and you are as Choshev to me as Klaiso that has the Torah of Amuyuma Kanidgolis, like at the time of the Degolid. Shmaka chat.
A lot of mix and match, you know, like the Gdolim of the Midbar and the Golos and the Notair, you know, it's like
It's different.
different words.
It's different groups, But anyway, all right.
Good word.
Every word, yeah.
Go ahead.
Shkach. Shkach on my side. Beautiful.